Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. So many things we're going to talk about today. One of them is Jason Upton. You know, Jason Upton happened to be, we had an interview with Jason Upton just recently, and he's just a man after God's own heart. He just allows us to kind of listen in on some of the things that he writes and as he worships God. It's a pretty powerful thing, great revelation of the Father, a Father of God. And also, you think about this, I believe that Azusa Street 2.0 is coming to America, and I believe that the young people are fixing to rise up and be used powerfully by God. And we have an internship at VFN, VFN TV Studios, so if you're interested in it, you can contact us at VFNTV.com, go to the contact area. If you're interested in doing a six-month internship, you know, being discipled and learning how to operate in media and so many other things, it's a wonderful thing. But with that, young people rose up at Azusa Street 2.0, Azusa Street 1, basically the original Azusa Street, and began to just, in their 16, 17 years old, God was using them for miracles, for leading people to the Lord, three services a day. They reached the whole world, and this is like 1906. You know, this is totally without having any, computers and emailing and that type of thing. It was just the power of God, and I believe that's coming again. And one young man that really encourages me, he's 10 years old, but he's preaching the gospel. As a matter of fact, take a look at this. It's going to bless your heart.
I stand here before you as a 10-year-old child. I stand here before you as an uprising sixth grade student. But most of all, I stand here before you as a Christian. I stand here before you as a God-fearing young man. A young man who knows that with God all things are possible. A young man who knows that God is not dead, he's very much alive. A young man who knows that prayer changes things. A young man who knows that Jesus saves. A young man who knows that God is the way, the truth, and the light. A young man who loves God with all his heart and soul. I stand here before you as a young minister who has accepted his calling. I may be 10 years old, but I know. I didn't say I'm not sure. I did not say maybe. I did not say I said I know. I said I know beyond a shadow of a doubt. I know I was created to be a spokesperson for God. In the Webster's Dictionary, the word spokesperson means a person who speaks for others. Well, God is using me to speak to you. I feel blessed to be here this morning to tell my peers not to focus on their age. Not to put off what they can and cannot do for God because of their age. Not to say I would, but I'm not big enough or I'm not old enough. I want you to know that God does not care how old you are. You can be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He just wants the praise. Let me say that again. God does not care how old you are. He just wants the praise. But he said that if where the people do not praise him, he will cause the rocks to cry out. Isn't it so? The thing for today is, even though I am young, send me. Adults are not the only ones who should praise God. Adults are not the only ones who should love God, respect God, worship God, adore God, obey God, and most of all, accept him as their personal savior for themselves. Everyone has to accept God as their personal savior for themselves. Because your mother can't get you into heaven. Your father can't get you into heaven. Only you can do that. If we study his living word in the book of Samuel, we will read about a young boy who accomplished the impossible. He had all kinds of things fighting against him. Number one, he was young. Number two, he had no experience in fighting battles. Number three, he didn't have time to practice his strategy. Number four, he didn't have a strong weapon. Number five, he had to fight someone 500 times his size. And number six, he had no earthly person who supported him. In other words, no one had his back. At least here on earth. Do you know who I'm talking about? Yes, David. See, if you put the average young person up against all of these obstacles, they would run, they would flee. But not David. He was young and inexperienced, but he wasn't scared because he had a secret weapon. He had the ultimate weapon. He had something that the giant didn't have. He had the Almighty God on his side. You see, God had his back, and that's all he needed. I can see David saying to the people, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can hear him saying, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, I can hear David saying, God did not give me the spirit of fear, but he gave me the spirit of unspeakable joy, perfect peace, confidence, never fading faith, love, and a sound mind. Can't you see him watching the giant destroy what God had made? Can't you hear David telling God, God, though I am young, send me. And God did just what David asked him to do. And the results were glorious. I say to you today, if God used David back then, he can use you today if you let him. If you believe you can, you will achieve. Don't look at your battles in shaking terror. Instead, stand tall and let God fight your battles. For the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's.
So I want to tell you, is that not awesome? You think about this. The gospel is powerful no matter what age you are, whether you're 70 or whether you're 7. You know, there is no such thing as a big Holy Spirit and a little Holy Spirit. You know, if you're young and you're thinking, man, I'm waiting till I get to a certain age to be used by God, understand you can be used today. As a matter of fact, you may be able to be used more by God. You think about David as he was talking about. You know, David was a shepherd of a few sheep while you had all this governmental, institutionalized military force and political force and all that, scared to death, hiding behind the rocks because Goliath was out there. They were fearful of what ISIS was going to do. I mean, they were fearful of what Goliath was going to do. And so they were scared. They didn't go out to fight him. Nobody wanted to go fight this particular issue. But David rose up and he said, is there not a cause? I mean, you think about that. Is there not a cause? And there's a cause today, but we need young men to rise up, young women to rise up, you to rise up, any age that you are, and say, you know what? There is a cause standing up for God. This is going to be the most exciting days because men and women are going to stand up. I believe Azusa 2.0 is going to happen, and the power of God is going to be loosed in a big way. The greatest revival the earth has seen is going to take place. Some of the reports are over 1 billion souls are going to be saved. And these are really exciting days for the church. Now, the church, we've got to come back to God. We've got to come back to being his disciple again. As a matter of fact, if you're not connected or related to a specific church, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. You need to get onto Emmaus Road. That's what we call being a disciple with Jesus Christ, where your heart is burning inside of you. You need to get connected to God and connected to a body who's going after God, because we want to be just like this young man, and we want to be a part of Azusa 2.0, what God is going to be doing in the earth and in America.
Wasn't it not awesome to hear this young man and just... I mean, that was powerful. That was
preach the truth.
I'm flipping his notes over, you know, it's like, hey, my goodness, you know, seeing that. I want to encourage you, if you're a young person or if you're an older person who's been telling young people you need to wait. Because I remember one particular, church that was based, their mindset was, you know, we just don't do anything with the kids until they're like 13 years old or something of that nature. It's like, what? I mean, do you know what happens to an intelligent human being by the time they're 13? And so it's exciting to see that. So I want to encourage you, you know, maybe the internship's for you. And you could be 70 and you can be, you know, young.
Seven.
Well, no, you can't be seven in an internship.
Well, you know.
You know, but maybe this young man, you know, could. He's 10.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.